I was just telling, you know, Marie how it's good that he was able to put this thing together, because welcome to Agenda Central. A lot of people, when we put it out there, I know they're going to be asking, what is Agenda Central? Pretty much, it's simple. You know, three very good friends that are already on the agenda issue. We're always talking about our teams, laughing at our teams, you know, going in on Twitter, just talking crazy. And we just kind of brought it together, and then we're just hoping that the world will love it, you know. And it's crazy. We just be talking about sports. Everything EPL.
Everything sports.
Everything sports, EPL, just know it's out here. We're talking about it. There's nothing that can miss us. And trust me, we have people that are always on it, reading articles, all the socials, you know, everybody doing that just to get some material for our agenda. So,
yo, like we are weird is dead. Like we are there, bro.
Yo, crazy. So just
niggas in the boardrooms.
Always ready. And the funny thing is when they always talk about, you know, it looks like when you win a game, they be like, all right, all that draft got to chill. All that draft got to chill.
All that draft got to chill. Yeah, why that's crazy.
Draft and all, but yeah. So it's all fun and games. You know, we're hoping that this will motivate people to always just have the morale and just the happiness to follow the games like we do, you know. So, yeah, it's your boy Slimmy on the mic, you know, Slimmy. Let him know what time.
Yeah, you already know, bro. This would be like one of the things we've been like talking about for a very long time, and finally it's here. So I mean, super excited, you know, to hop on this and you know, make some good banter and jokes, and you know, share some insight on, you know, and perspective as well. So yeah, why not? We're in it.
We're out here with it, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, yo, the big M himself, you know, I call it the Jumera. You know, so the Roy Jumera. And the Jumera put all this thing together, you know. So you just know there's going to be more Jumo on this Agenda Central.
Bro.
You know, so, yo, big bird, let him know. Well,
hey, but... Bro, I'm happy. I think this is more therapeutic than anything, right? Because we do these things all the time. Yeah. And over here, I feel that I was able to move further or just push this, because we've been talking about this all the time.
Right.
Mainly because of how my team is performing now, because I need an avenue to vent.
Right.
Yo, because I had to call my niggas all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yo. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all, bro, and then bringing me on this.
All right. So, no doubt, you know. And to everybody listening, you know, we have a couple of topics. You know, we try to keep it simple, interesting, but just know for a fact that the agenda there, every time it day inside.
Hell yeah.
The agenda, that be where we live at, you know.
That be the theme, yo.
The agenda, if you look for, you know, you call the house and like, yo, we now home. Just come Agenda Central. That be where we live for.
Bro, we are there.
Yo, so we're not going to even, you know, chat. We're not going to keep long. We're getting right into it. You know, first of all, Slimmy, you tell me, I was telling people that this 115 charges is crazy. And what people don't know is this 115 charges now is 130, you know. So I'm saying that 130 charges is crazy, you know, considering all the things that it relates to, you know, financial regulations, whatever it may be. I'm thinking that at least they're going to get these niggas at least 50 charges. And the 50 charges, at least, you know, we should be able to see some one or two EPL
championship
you know.
Was this the new addition to the championship?
Right.
This is the new addition to the championship.
Right. No. And I was asking the team, so what is it going to be? Is it going to be with the FA Cup and then the League Cups? You know, if that's the case, I think, you know, we might get some FA Cup in there, get some so I'm looking forward to it. But Sleepy, what do you think? You know,
I mean, for a whole club to be charged 115 charges, bro, that's a lot.
Right.
If we say you be serious mafia, you're in there, like you did do dirt,
right?
Like, you did break all the rules, pay all the fines. So I mean, the lead for do everything possible to get them. Like, if you're going to be guilty, yeah, I mean, the punishment, yeah, will come through. And,
right.
And nothing less than, you know, relegation, because the City sits with our happiness top. City sits with our happiness top. So, yeah, why not?
Like I said, yo, I'm all for it. And, you know, but, you know, there's that school of thought. And Big M,
yeah,
you can add to it.
Right.
Let me know what you think. So there's another school of thought that thinks that, considering City's power now, if you look at Man City and the type of power they have, and even how they made all these moves, and if you consider their owners, it's a lot of money. You know, so people are thinking that it might be a thing where it's not going to be EPL caps being taken. It would just be like a big fine. And me and you know, whatever money it is, they have the money to pay for it. You know, do you think that's what it's going to be? Or you think that we're going to get some caps in there? You know, because I don't know if, you know, as a Man U fan, if you got some caps in there, but I know for a fact that
bro, come on, we got a lot in there. Yo, but you know, on the real though, I feel say if truly they will take a look at all other angles and, you know, the impact, the magnitude of the club now. Well, we know how they got there, but they are there now. So the magnitude of the club, the revenue they bring to the league, they will take a look at other things as well. Now, me personally, I think that kicking City out of the league wouldn't do the league any justice.
Right.
Right? Because, yes, they command some fan base now. Even here in the U.S., like, these guys are everywhere now because we know the background, right?
Right.
Now, so I think that the practical thing to do is to just find a common ground, maybe just hit them with minus 30 points or some shit like that, and then let them pay some money. Or let them pay some fine, and then maybe just strip them of their of the leagues and cups, and then share it to, you know, the niggas that's like standing on the sideline,
right?
Like the Uniteds, the Weed, and maybe just take one and shit. Well, but no, okay. I really don't want them to kick them out of the league.
I get that, you know, because you it's easy to say because you got all these cups, bro. Like, this is a one or two check something, you know.
Facts.
No, yeah, but the question to be say, if you do the crime, I mean the rules stay, right? The rules stay, and then the penalty for breaching or breaking those rules stay. So if the rule says, if you break a specific rule, then there's a punishment attached to that rule, correct?
Right.
So if the rule says you work your books inside and you for do some
by the rules, right? You know, be passing we write the rules. Now, Slim, make I ask you this, right? So in the past, like even in the US here, or forget football, let's step outside of football and talk about other, you know, like big companies or other corporations here, right? See, they get more corporations where we then go against the laws, then go against the rules. But at the end of the day, yo, then consider a whole bunch of shit and say, yo, pay this money, but it's still go back there or still run that business because we need that business to contribute to the economy or maybe just hire some people or some shit. Because at the end of the day, what do you gain from kicking these guys out?
Right. And you know, you know, Slim,
yeah,
I'm kind of with you on that. And you already know, even aside, you know, the cups that I'm hoping that we'll get. If you think about it, you know, it's a span of, let's say, 8 to 9 years, right? And these guys were averaging, if that's the case, they were averaging about 14 charges or 14 fines a year. To me, that's crazy.
And it deliberate too, right? And it seems to deliberate as well.
Yes, you know, and to just go off, you know, with some money, as we all know that they will be able to pay, I think it's crazy. And I also kind of argue this from a perspective where if you look at the EPL institution, if you look at the FA, right, and how they've dealt with similar situations in the past and how upholding, you know, the real values of the institution, you know, I'm thinking that even though there might not be money or it might cost them money to, you know, be in a war with City, I think they will still... you know, use their powers, even if not in a legal way, to still show some type of strength where they will probably go ahead and say that, you know, we wrote the rules. You've broken it 130 times. Like, we really have to at least get you for a couple of it, you know, and it doesn't have to be a money situation. I kind of look at it from that perspective too, you know. So,
but let me ask you guys this, right? So, do you think that City is just going to sit back and fold?
No, of course not.
City is not going to sit back and fold. I think we all know that. I think, you know, in the past, they've done that. This thing has been dragging out for some time.
Yeah, they could drag this shit for
You know, it's supposed to have happened way before, but it was dragging out because of, well, City powers. But guess what? Now we are finally here. So then, and that's what I'm saying, that because we're finally here, anything can happen. So I'm just curious to see how that plays out. But I know you guys are curious to see what happens to. I'm curious to know what our audience think too. I'm hoping to get some feedback from the guys on it. But I think this is a big situation. You know, for now, let's just get to a topic that I'm also really excited about, you know, because I just have a story with this one. And this is the Backless Man, you know, trending on social media, especially. Listen, the Backless Man story that I have, I know Slimmy might have a similar story, but, and then now that I know the background of it, it's even crazy. So my Backless Man story is Dilap. And Dilap used to I know about two occasions where this guy did his long ass stroll and then somebody just hit it in. One, it was a header, and the other one, it was a right footer. And I remember so well. And I always used to think, no, this is crazy. So knowing that, and then I now listened to their coach at that time, and he did mention that the way they even found out Dilap had that long throw was crazy, because they were having a competition on the other side of the field. And then one of his assistant coaches came in and said, hey, have you seen that arm on Dilap? And he was like, what? So he went and go see it and was like, oh, there might be something there. So it was really something they would use tactically. Like, they would come into games and they would hope that teams will get, like, they would get throws and do that. And guess one funny thing? I have to put you guys on a video. There's one incident where they were playing a team. And the keeper, right? The keeper had an option to play the ball through. But guess what? He ran into the corner. He wanted to get to the corner. But he's it was playing. That was how crazy the love was. And that was how this man used to torment Arsenal. Like, I'm telling you, yo, Slim, then you go ahead and give me your Backless Man.
Oh, let me see. Backless Man.
You know what's crazy? Let me say it, because a lot of time, you know, the youth now, the Omoyo Basami.
Yes.
I say that to say that. So the Backless Man is really a period between 2001 to 2015. And, you know, at that time, you know, we all had these guys that had special magical moments or special talents that used to take over games in a crazy way. You know, I'm saying for the love. Like, how would you think somebody would have that whip on a throw? You know, and the effect that he had, you know, in the EPL, he's somebody that everybody remembers. You know, so you don't know that, you give me your Backless Man.
I think my definitely goes to Bebeto. He was my guy. Even though he played for teams that I didn't like.
Oh my God.
The guy made football look so easy.
So are you referring to the United Bebeto?
No, I didn't mention it.
Hey, I'm just asking, bro.
The first time I got an encounter with Bebeto, right, I always used to look at him and think, like, this guy don't even look like a footballer. He was always whipping his hair, he had this weird look. And I didn't think, you know, by his touch.
The calmness about that guy, bro.
And when I grew up and I started really learning the game from different angles, you know, first touch is everything.
Yeah.
Your first touch is everything. And he just used to be so casual with it.
Yeah.
You know, and later on, I came to find out that, you know, he had this little training where he did in the corners. You know, but go ahead. It's crazy you said that, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was the guy for me. Like, he played for teams I didn't like, but I would root for him. Like, I would want to see him, like, touch the ball. I want to see him, score goals. Yeah, like it was very difficult not to root for Berbatov. Like even though he was playing for teams that I didn't like. Yeah, so for me, he was one of those players that stood out for me in that era. He made the game look so easy.
You know, before I let him come in, you know, and I'm gonna say this.
Uh-huh.
What was your, you know, you know what, M, get into it before I get.
Yep.
Good.
Mine goes to, that times in Bolton Wanderers guest on strike at Kevin Davis.
Right.
See, I never see strike at a court like that before. He like cutting too much. See, if he cuts you, then he'll be bad about it.
Yeah.
Bro, that's just how crazy it is. Yeah, so once I saw that going around, I was like, nah, I know this perfect guy, Kevin Davis. Kevin Davis, man, at the time, that's crazy.
Kevin Davis was great. And he had this, you know, I'm not saying, he had this non-football look to him. So he looked like a school teacher, you know. He looked like somebody. He looked like some school teacher. He looked like somebody who doesn't even know, you know, I eat my rice and I just come to the field and do my
business.
I'm telling you, he was crazy. And then he's considered a real Bolton legend, you know. He had over 400 appearances.
Yep.
And I think about 85 goals, you know.
Yep.
And then it was crazy. I know exactly what it was crazy. The way he even worked the ball.
Bro, it'd be crazy.
Anyway, if you had to, real quick, if I know you know the backless man, but if now, and I mean, just stick to your team, who would you consider the backless man for your team now?
For my team now, I would say I would go with, that's an interesting question, bro. I'll go with John Evans. I think John Evans is the obvious answer here. So I'll go with John Evans for my team.
You think he's getting work done and he's not getting the recognition?
Exactly. I think he's just happy to just play his position. Like,
right.
Either he's on the bench or you let me just come in and play some 10 minutes, 5 minutes here and there. He's okay with it.
Right.
So, and even back, this goes back to the Barclays Mel thing that we're talking about. We had a player like that too with United called John O'Shea. O'Shea was like that.
Right.
And funny, I've got some crazy story on O'Shea, bro. This was our trip to Manchester just recently to go see the game last season, right? The last game. So coming back at the New York airport, I ran into O'Shea, bro. After you people go whoop you, I ran into O'Shea then.
Right.
Now for
that Manchester trip, that Manchester trip was nice. going out there, you know, I was in the enemy lines, but trust me, it was nice, you know.
You guys share the videos and pictures. Right. So that was a dope trip. Sometimes, for you.
You know, if you see, and I was just looking at it from how serious they were with the whole. You know, it's like it's serious business. Because a lot of the times, it wasn't even young guys. We're like older guys, you know. So it's the real old, you know, matured guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's crazy. My backless man now for my team, and, you know, Slim, you can chime in and we can know what you think also, is... I would give it to, I was going to say Trossard, but that guy is never happy. You know, he's never happy he comes off the bench. So, my backless man actually just left. It would have been Rob Holden. Yeah, that guy was just happy to be there. Yes. You know, but
no, that's a good one. I was thinking about that for you guys, but I realized.
My current one would be Rob Holden, you know.
But he doesn't play for Arsenal now.
Now I'll probably give it to Jorginho. You know, I feel Jorginho is he's happy to come in and help you know, and he's always helping out. Just
the Jude, you're just one of them,
pretty much, you know.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
I like that.
That just made me think about what our next discussion is going to be. And for this, I need bold predictions. And what I mean by that is, I don't want, you know, maybe Haaland will get like, will get a golden boot. Or, that's an easy prediction. That guy is already, what, how many goals does he have now? He's averaging a brace.
14? Like, yeah.
He's averaging a brace a game. He's averaging goals a game. That's crazy.
Yeah.
If that happens, you know, on the average, we're looking at average, right? So 33 games, and that's how much games we play for EPL, right?
Is it around like 38?
Yeah, around 38.
Yes. Right,
so what are we talking about? Over what? Over almost what? 60 goals?
Yo, but that's one thing we also don't talk about when we talk about the City team and Guardiola, bro.
Right.
Bro, Haaland's finishing is the guy that finished Samik with the CMC be normal.
Yes. Did you see the finishes today?
Bro.
No goals on it. He didn't believe that he could get those angles. It's crazy.
That guy's a machine, bro. Listen, the guy's a machine.
The assist from the goalkeeper. But did you see how he received the ball?
Bro, see how he just pushed the guy? He just body-checked the guy.
What with it? He knew the contact was going to come.
Yeah.
So he was just going to stand there and be ready.
Yep.
The placement of the ball was right in front of him. Yo, it was crazy. And even the way he scored the ball, because the guy covered well, but the tippy toe to make sure he plays it, we don't appreciate him enough.
Right. We take the finishing casual.
Right. But guys, give me your bold predictions. You know, let's start off with you. What are some of your? Give me something happening there, extraordinary, but you're so confident it might happen. You know,
You guys would just call me delusional, so let me just take it, okay? Right. And you guys know why I stand with it, and I have to go with Manchester United, bro. Now I'm saying this on record. Hey, this season Manchester United will be the second place team in EPL, second behind Man City.
That's a real bold prediction, but if you believe it, let's see. Just know.
Yeah, honestly, my bold prediction, Sean Dyche should get the shot. We'll get a sack before, let's say December.
Oh, really?
I don't see them getting like 10 points before December, honestly.
Right. Really? Who are they playing?
Yeah.
Who are they playing? What's the schedule?
My fixtures. Yeah. Let me look that up real quick.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, from what I've seen him play, like, the team just looks out of, like...
out of
control. So, from Sean Dyche, where are you really going? Like, where did he go?
Oh, no?
I mean, there are a lot of young coaches. You find someone.
Yeah. You know, if he's at Van Dyke level, come on. I feel like we can get... in the coaching market, we can get...
I mean, I feel even...
Yo, Charlie.
Listen.
If we look for, you know, this type of coaches.
That guy. I don't know what the hype was when they hired him.
The next team they got Southampton. You know, they can pull off some wins. You know, they got.
I don't see them winning. Yeah. Like I don't see them getting like 10 points.
They got Leicester, they got Crystal Palace, they got Newcastle.
It's with
Town. They've got Fulham. And then I think they've got Southampton again.
That's easy.
Yeah, and then they have December is when they probably will have one top tough opponent in my opinion, and that's Manchester. Yeah. They play them on that.
So I know the Manchester you're referring to. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, no. It's actually United.
Yes. There is only one Manchester, bro.
I'm not a fan of City. In no way possible. Yeah. So, okay. That's your bold prediction.
Is there...
My bold prediction. Would it be too obvious if I say David Raya will get the Golden Gloves again?
Person collect Golden Gloves last year. Me say he go fit collect them this season.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You know, Raya no dey more.
So if you say you don't go be, you don't be, he go fit take him back to back. Okay.
Oh, back to back, bro. Where you go fit do up?
Oh, you go fit do up. So you think that's not bold enough?
Yes. Yes. But, yes.
I think that by April, Arsenal would have won the league. We are not. Arsenal would win the league by April.
Okay, I like the boldness. I like the boldness.
We wouldn't have to wait till May to know that Arsenal.
I mean, your next couple of schedules we it could determine. But if you could feel maybe just grind through that, I think you'll be okay, because then the rest of the schedule just gonna be easy.
I mean, even if we don't, right? This season long, bro. A lot of teams go draw points, so I'm not worried about when the next.
It's crazy if I tell you the reason why I'm saying that. I'm looking at it from 2 years in a row. It was always, you know, close down to the wire, down to the last couple of days. You know, if we're gonna do it. If we go that route with these people again, it's going to be the same thing. So I feel like we're going to even get to that point where we will be so dominant that, you know.
But City doesn't look like they're slowing down.
Yes. And that's just the level I feel like we are on now. I feel like now we can pull up to anybody's, you know, stadium, home, and put in real work, you know.
Facts.
Bearing any unforeseen all circumstances.
Yeah,
I say that, you know, and let me tell you, sometimes I analyze the game different in the sense that I look at things that people don't pretty much even look at. For instance, us against Brighton, I'm just glad that all that thing kind of happened with Brighton. You know, so, and then I mean by that, one, they have an idea that these things can happen during the season, so they have to be ready for it. Then also, I'd rather we get away with it quick, because it's something that's going to, it's happened 3 years in a row where, you know, always some decision here and there, it might be right, it might not be right, whatever it may be, but we have to deal with something like that. You know, I'm glad that it happened in the third game. We get it out of the way. Now they are aware that, you know, things are different. So, just looking at all that, I feel like we'll be able to put up a good run. You know, so that's a bold prediction for y'all.
Yeah,
but April, fact. It's over.
Okay. I mean, facts. Yeah. All right. With that. I like that prediction, so I can't be mad.
Yeah. Okay. And right now, you know, everybody got to give me some agenda way that they cook way, you know, it brew. So, agenda we, you know, today... I do some odds. And I actually went. I do some under, like, you know, some underdogs. So I actually went Liverpool to lose, right? I did Mayu to lose. But Mayu,
if you say you sleep better, leave it at.
Let's sleep.
You don't see noon self.
Yes. Yo, and let me tell you, there's one thing they do that I hate so much. Yo,
Well, Vaseline, but you have to make you go, because you always a cool catch and you go first.
Yeah, Slim, give me some. Get out of here.
I mean, the agenda that you people know me, the agenda train I do on and I'll forever be on is... Tengai is shit, bro. He is shit. He is clueless, and you can see it today. Like, if somebody
they did well,
bro. They didn't, you know. It'd be let's not forget the opening their play. The two goals just destabilized the whole system, like the whole team, right? And the way the goals came about, it was just like errors that could have been prevented, right?
Yeah,
so
bro,
I guess
your podcast is out, bro.
Oh no, no, no. Bro. But you as a fan. Wait, I mean, I thought I saw. I came across a tweet. Relax, Mamelande. I feel like I see some tweet today say somebody writes saying team be shit. Bro, what you gonna make your team make you write that?
Bro.
I don't mention names. It was ugly, bro. It was ugly. It was ugly. See, it was ugly.
And you know the other thing, the agenda we view for that site. They say Tehran, he heard that. They say Tehran don't know what he's doing because how is Sancho already playing with Chelsea and already assisted? You know, so they say your man doesn't know how to work with players. He's going to assemble.
Family business.
For that agenda.
You know, niggas they come for them. Niggas when they know they watch Chelsea matches, are watching Chelsea matches now. Just
to hate on Sancho.
Anyway, all right. Yo, this has been great. You know, now we got to top it off with our picks for tomorrow. Tomorrow is two EPL games. You know, it's Tottenham, Arsenal, Wolves, Newcastle. You know, so, and one mommy cool one bit. Yeah, just give me some cool 2.5. You know, no giddy.
I don't pick Scalana out of 2.5. You don't know anything. God won't do me show. To me, any heart. I like more. I like Wolves.
Wolves, you know, Wolves to win.
Myself,
I like Wolves.
3.4. Yeah, myself, I like Wolves.
This guy, the first guy. Then, the Arsenal game.
Yeah.
Mika talk as like a businessman. I did see draw.
Draw.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't make my emotions
draw
get
quiet. 3.15.
What's it?
Draw is 3.5. Draw is 3.5.
Oh, so you want to keep on that 2.5?
No. If that's what you're going for, that's what you're going for.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, and
so that'd be too short.
Yeah, and I mean, all of them is even, you know, if you stick it to. How about you, what you got,
All right, so
Jumeirah, and Nyami.
You know, say I did like my five teams pally.
Right.
So, Laurel Wolves Dito.
Right.
I really did fancy Wolves. Then, I guess Strasbourg.
Right.
Then Barcelona away. All these be money lines. So Barcelona away.
Okay.
Then I'll go Arsenal.
Right. Okay. Nice one. That'd be four, right?
Oh, that'd be four. I left one. Then Atletico Madrid.
Right. So how many odds of that? Yo, I have to let these people know. Don't play with these odds. Like, we have guys like Slim, who is naturally a whole strategic person, always thinking, you know, you just heard him say.
Yeah.
The whole person will be the Diana. You know, we'll go for the big one.
It will feed the family.
I guess he's trying to feed the family. You know, doing raw investigations. So don't play with odds. They can hit. And if you think about the Jimara, other than AKA, the undergod, trust me. I've never seen anybody make
a strong money. Strong five.
Strong five.
For the NFL groupies, what's our group inside? They say the longevity slip.
Yeah.
You know, I always in cook.
Overnight.
You
sleep, they enter third shift.
All right, guys. So this has been great. You know, I'm glad that Agenda Central. It's on and popping, you know, and it's gonna be.
Let's get it, bro.
Up there with it, you know, with my like Slim, and then Rally, myself, Sheik, you know, we out here with it, and we appreciate, you know, the love. Let us know if you have any feedback.